what this is.
It looks like an old cabinet shelf.
Nope.
I'll bet it's the bottom of a scooter.
Nope. You're both wrong. It's a diving board for our bathtub.
Oh. Diving board.
Some mistake.
Well, there can't be, Mrs. Mitchell. The intelligence tests were given to every child in his class, and they were graded electronically, by machine.
But Dennis, a genius. I can't believe it.
I must admit, I was a little surprised myself.
But it still seems to me that if Dennis really were a genius, someone would have discovered it long before this.
Not necessarily, Mrs. Mitchell. Unfortunately, under our system of education, the abilities of exceptional children, particularly the young ones, often go unnoticed far too long.
Well, I don't suppose we should be too surprised. We've always known Dennis had a genius for certain things, such as getting into trouble.
All I could hear was the word trouble. You're in for it this time, Dennis Mitchell. What are you going to do, Dennis? Run away from home? Jeepers, I don't know.
I ran away once and had a swell time.
Yeah? What you run away to, Seymour?
Our pantry.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Girls never get in trouble. They don't have to, Margaret. Just being a girl's about the worst trouble that could happen to anybody. Is that so?
My mom wanted a baby girl, but I wanted a cocker spaniel.
What'd you get, Seymour?
A dumb little baby sister who can't even sit up.
That's the trouble with parents. They always get what they want.
Boy, look at them sitting there. They sure look serious, don't they?
Well, I must be running along. I just wanted you to know what an exceptional child you have.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Miss Perkins.
But, Miss Perkins, there's still one thing I don't understand. If Dennis is such a genius, why does he have so much trouble with his homework? Well, I'm afraid a child of Dennis's IQ simply doesn't find his homework challenging enough.
Well, that may be, but some of his homework certainly gives me a bad time.
Goodbye.
Bye,
Miss Perkins. Oh, and thank you.
Well, I'll be doggone. Dennis, a genius.
Well, children grow and change. Oh, but Henry, we must be very careful not to let this go to his head.
Oh, you're absolutely right, dear.
I didn't do it! I didn't do it!
Do what?
Whatever Miss Perkins said I did. I wasn't even in school that day.
Dennis, do you remember that intelligence test you took at school last week?
I sure do. They said you couldn't flunk that test no matter how dumb you were.
You didn't fail it, dear. In fact, you got almost the highest grade possible.
Jeepers, I did. I must be pretty smart, huh?
Now, don't go getting cocky, young man, just because you got a genius score.
Genius? Is that good, Dad?
Henry Mitchell.
You know my big mouth.
You mean I'm smart like Einstein?
Well, according to the test, I guess so.
I'm a living genius.
Hey, everybody, I'm a genius.
You.
Hey, everybody, I'm a genius. I'm a living genius.
Dennis Mitchell, you're making the whole thing up.
I am not. That's why Miss Perkins came over.
Wowee. Gee whiz, Dennis is a genius. What's a genius?
You mean some chuck full of brains I never even used, Seymour.
Gee.
Keepers, Tommy. Now I don't feel so bad about losing that bubble gum.
What bubble gum?
That bubble gum I left stuck to that old test paper by mistake when I turned it in. Hey, what you doing, Margaret?
He could be a genius, all right. His head shaped oddly enough.
I told you I was.
I never seen a real genius before.
Me neither. My goodness gracious. You know something? My head doesn't feel any different at all. Come on, Dave. Let's play a game of catch. What you waiting for, Tommy? No thanks, Dennis. I think I better be getting home. How about you, Seymour?
No thanks. I gotta run home and tell my baby sister I know a genius.
Come on, Margaret. I've got no other choice.
Well, no thank you, Dennis. I really must be running along.
Jeepers! Hi, Fremont! I bet you don't mind playing catch with a genius.
I've got it, honey. We can enter him in a quiz contest, and then I can retire.
Oh, Henry, I just can't get over it.
Oh, we're just going to have to accept the fact that we're the parents of a genius.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, come on in.
Mitchell, and I just hate to complain about Dennis, but this morning I...
Mr. Wilson, have you heard?
Oh, hello, Alice. Have I heard what?
Well, about Dennis, it seems he's something of a genius.
Oh, what kind of trouble is he in this time?
No, he achieved the highest mark of any child his age in an intelligence test.
Oh, what did he do, take the kindergarten test?
It's true, Mr. Wilson. Miss Perkins' teacher was just here, and she gave us the exciting news.
No, Mitchell, it isn't true. It...
Absolutely.
Great Scott. Dennis, a genius.
Are you all right, Mr. Wilson?
I could use a glass of water, Alice.
Of course.
I can't believe it. A genius. A genius. You mean that boy is more intelligent than you or even I?
And practically anyone else you could name.
Oh, great Scott.
Here you are, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, a genius.
Mr. Wilson. Well, he certainly was surprised, wasn't he?
He certainly was.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
You hear about all those brains nobody ever knew I had?
Yes, I heard.
You sure to water at your place, Mr. Wilson?
Can't believe it. I simply can't believe it.
Are you feeling all right, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, I feel just fine, Dennis. Yes, just fine. Martha! Oh, Martha!
Thank you, Miss Mitchell. I'd like to thank you both for letting me come over on such short notice.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Dr. Hayden.
It isn't every day that we have an authority on child education come to interview our son. Cream?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Dennis! Coming!
Son, this is Dr. Hayden. He'd like to ask you a few questions.
About my new brains?
That's correct, young man. Come, sit down here, Bubby. Now, to start with, something simple. Now, here's a picture of a house. Tell me, what's wrong here?
There's no television antenna.
Yes, but aside from that, what's wrong with the picture?
Well, the shadow of this tree goes this way, and the shadow of that tree goes that way.
Perfectly right. Now, we have here a diagram. Now, only one of these three holes in this wall leads through a maze of passageways to this piece of cheese at the other end. Now, if you were a smart mouse, which of these three holes would you go through?
The one that's too small for the calf.
The answer is perfectly correct.
It is?
Yes. You see,
Only this third hole, which is the smallest, would lead the mouse to his objective at the other end. Your son's subconscious grasped the situation immediately.
Jeepers! I guess that makes me a whole lot smarter than most mouses, doesn't it?
I guess it does, dear.
Now, we have here a little puzzle. When I say go, let's see how long it takes you to put them together. Now get ready. Get set.
You mean like this?
Amazing.
Jeepers, I've got tougher puzzles than this free with a box of sticky candy.
Is subconscious again?
Precisely. But I assure you, all puzzles would be equally simple for this child.
Do you want me to show you how to do anything else, Doctor?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary, young man.
Can I go upstairs now, Ma? I got a submarine in trouble in the bathtub.
Of course.
Bye.
Amazing. You both must be very proud of him.
Oh, we are. We're still trying to figure out which one of us he got his brains from, though, Doctor.
Quite possibly neither of you.
But that's some consolation.
Yes, you see, it's our experience. The children of genius, unfortunately, are very often the offspring of parents of, shall we say, normal intelligence.
Well, what's unfortunate about it?
Well, perhaps unfortunate was a poor choice of words. Oh, excuse me. Tell me, does he ever act bored?
Oh, never. Oh, perhaps occasionally on rainy days.
Why should he act bored, Doctor?
Well, if I may use the word unfortunately again, boredom is often the plight of the gifted child who needs to be surrounded by minds of his own intelligence level, to go to school with equally superior children, to live in a more mentally stimulating atmosphere.
But Dennis is an extremely happy, well-adjusted child.
Happy? Perhaps. But is he perhaps not stagnated in this environment, surrounded by his well-meaning loved ones? Good night, Miss Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell?
Doctor.
Good night, Doctor.
Oh, and thank you again.
Stagnating in this environment. The idea!
Now, honey, that was just his way of trying to tell us that... Why, that egghead was trying to tell us that we're too stupid to be around our own child.
George Wilson, it's almost midnight.
Well, as a matter of fact, Martha, I am so upset by all this fuss about Dennis being a genius, I doubt if I'll sleep a wink anyway.
George, really? Put out the light and go to sleep.
Oh. All right, Martha, all right. But I'm warning you right now, I probably won't sleep a wink.
Yes, dear.
Not a wink. Teacher.
Quiet, Fatso. Bonjour, class.
Bonjour, Professor.
Will the new boy please stand up and tell us his name?
Yes, teacher. It's Georgie Wilson.
Very nice to meet you, Georgie. You may sit down. Now, before we begin today's lessons, for the benefit of our new student, I would like to mention that all questions asked are carefully selected from the basis of each student's individual intelligence rating. Margaret, will you please read the first paragraph, page 26 of your reader?
Meine Mutter war krank, darum kann ich früh nach Hause. Aber heute Morgen geht es ihr viel besser.
Sehr gut. Tommy, will you please read the first paragraph, page 26 of your reader?
Es un día muy caliente y mucha gente anda en el sol. Yo quisiera poder también.
Excelente. Georgie, turn to page 26 of your reader.
The boy ran fast. The dog ran fast. The bat ran fast.
The word is cat.
Well, I did get 2 out of 3.
Sit down, Georgie. Now, for today's mathematics problem, you have 2 seconds. Tommy?
XY to the 4th power plus X to the 3rd power, Y to the 5th power minus X to the 2nd power, Y to the 4th power, Z.
Very good, Tommy. Now, Georgie, will you please stand up? Now, here is your problem. If you have 12 marbles and I gave you 4 marbles, how many would you now have? Well?
Would you mind repeating the question?
Never mind. It appears that Georgie has lost his marbles. Come up here, Georgie.
Yes, teacher.
Bend over. What you have earned, Georgie. Come over here. Up here. And please, try not to fall off.
I won't fall off. I won't fall off. I promise you, I won't fall. No, I won't. I won't fall. I won't fall.
George, are you all right?
Great Scott. Martha, now do you see what happens when a little boy becomes a genius?
Hi, honey.
Hello, dear. You're home early.
Yeah. I've been doing some investigating.
Well, you old private eye, you. What sort of investigating?
Colleges. The rate Dennis is going, he'll need it before we know it.
No, I've been doing a little investigating myself.
Oh? The Wilton School for Gifted Children. French, painting, ballet.
Well, dear, Dr. Hayden did say...
I don't care what that egghead said. Our son's doing perfectly fine in public school, and that's where he's gonna...
Dennis! Come in here this minute.
Yes, Mom?
What in the world happened?
Oh, you mean this?
Yes, I mean this.
Well...
Come on, son, tell us what happened.
You promise you won't get mad?
Of course not.
Well, a new kid moved into the neighborhood, and he said all geniuses were sissies. So I hit him.
Dennis, you'd better go on upstairs and wash up and change your shirt, too.
Yes, Mom.
There. And that's another good reason why he should be among children like himself.
Alice, my mind is made up. No private schools.
Oh, your mind is made up.
Every fellow down at the office agreed with me. There's no point
no,
in sending...
No, you you've been talking this over with the fellows at the office?
Well, what's wrong with getting a little good, unemotional advice?
Unemotional advice? All I want to do is send our son to a nearby private school where he won't be beaten up for being smart, and you're sending him off to college already.
Alice, there's a time to be facetious and a time to...
I heard Mom and Dad talking about sending me to a special brain school.
Geez, I'm glad I'm not a genius.
Poor Dennis. I've heard that geniuses usually lead tragic lives with simply horrible endings.
I'd give anything to be just me again. Then maybe I wouldn't have to leave home and go away to school.
Oh, my poor baby.
Now I
Oh, Henry... I was so proud when we heard Dennis was a genius, and now everything's gone wrong.
There, dear.
Nobody seems to know what's best for him. He's not happy. We're fighting. Nothing will ever be the same again.
Of course it will, honey.
Yesterday, he was such a happy, carefree little boy. Today, he's a genius.
Please, darling.
Thank you.
Hello?
This is Miss Perkins, Mr. Mitchell. I don't quite know how to tell you this, but Dennis's test score was all a mistake.
A mistake? I don't understand.
Well, it seems there was a gummy substance on the back of Dennis's test paper, and it threw the electronic grading machine completely off.
Something like bubble gum? Oh.
Nothing like this has ever happened before, Mr.
In other words, Miss Perkins, Dennis isn't a genius after all.
I'm afraid not, Mr. Mitchell.
Thank you for calling, Miss Perkins.
Honey, it's all a mistake. Dennis isn't a genius after all.
Oh, Henry.
Hey, Mark, when are you going to get me my glasses?
Glasses? What glasses?
General Market says all geniuses are supposed to wear glasses.
Oh, sure.
Yes, does she will. Son, your worries are over.
Over?
Dear, Miss Perkins just called, and it's all a mistake.
Mistake? You mean I'm not a genius?
I'm afraid not.
Not even a little genius?
Not even a little genius.
Hey, everybody, I'm a dumbheaded! Get on the dumbheaded!
Well...
Oh, when is that laundry going to stop putting starch in your handkerchiefs?
And you know, Martha, that's another thing. Now that Dennis knows he's a genius, he'll be more unbearable than ever. There. That's that. Well, Martha, how does it look?
Just fine, dear.
Hey, Mr. Wilson! Hey, Mr. Wilson, I'm a dumbhead again!
Well, Dennis, I don't care.
What did you say?
It's all a mistake. Miss Perkins says I'm not a genius after all.
All a mistake? Martha, did you hear that?
Yes, dear, I heard.
Now I gotta go find the rest of the kids and tell them the good news.
Dennis, the paint! Oh, God, great!
Boy, you should see the swell new color of paint Mr. Wilson has on his screen door.
What color is it, dear? Dennis Mitchell, you march yourself right into that kitchen and get down the bottle of turpentine and get that off.
Yes, Mom.
Well, everything's back to normal in that dumb old Mitchell family.
Thank goodness.
Thank you.
has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.